views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. And as always, Dad is here with me. I get to call him Dad. Everybody else gets to call him Bud. Aileen is not with us this morning. She is down in Red Bluff at Camp Discovery with all of the Boy Scout troops from all around our area and from Chico and all. It's their camperee, their yearly camperee, and their little competition with raising flagpoles and all kinds of stuff. So I'm glad I'm out there in the morning, but I'll be there in the afternoon since I am the Scoutmaster. I guess I do need to show up at some point.
No snow this time?
No, it's not like up in Klondike. Nope. They're down there. Actually, she said she went to put her shorts on a little while ago. And then, of course, Frank is over there with all of his memorabilia that you wear all the time.
Yeah. It's an America project today.
I see that. I've seen that. Yeah. So today, for me, it's Scouts. You know, I've said it on the air many, many times. You two have also, Dad. We're really big into Scouts. We have on Thursday, my son just picked, he is first class now, starting on Star. And he has a 6-month plan to get that done at the next Corps of Honor so he can start working on his life. And then he can actually start looking at Eagle Scout project at that point. So,
can't he do some of his Eagle Scout while he's going up?
No, it's changed a little bit over the years. You, when you're first class and lower, you can work on any of that, you know, and all. But beyond that, you're the next three levels. You're supposed to work on it while you're that rank, except for your Eagle project. You can start looking at your Eagle project when you are life, because some of them, like what Frank and I were talking about, what Kyle did out at the cemetery and what the young man did over at the home, you know, by the time you get plans done and engineering drawings and approval and changes and back and forth, that can take a year and a half. Kyle said it took about a year and a half for the flags. So just like the guys with the monuments also, it took a long time. So they can start looking at that project early if it's going to take a long time. But you can't complete your Eagle Scout project until you're, you know, working on that portion.
Do they have to get their own financing?
Oh, yes. Like Kyle. Yes, Kyle did a lot of fundraising. We were just talking.
CVAC helped a lot.
CVAC. And then we just talked. The Lions helped out the young man that did it over at the circle, the rotunda, I guess is what I'll call it, over at the
vet's home.
And then the new project that they've proposed is moving those five monuments that have the different branches
in
on it.
Back.
Move them up front by that rotunda. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. So with all of that said, speaking about Eagle Scouts and this past week or this past month, I don't remember the exact date, but we lost the oldest living Eagle Scout in America. He was, it says here, 107, Lamar Wallace, who is believed to be the oldest living Eagle Scout, has passed at 107 years old. 107. And he was a World War II vet. That's why I wanted to bring it up here, because he was also a World War II vet. He was in the Army. He was an Army officer. And in his bio here, he actually fought in Germany during the fall of Germany. It doesn't go into details like what he did or who he actually served with. I'm sure some other folks out there know that. He says here he passed March 31st of this year at 107. World War II veteran. He was honored as an Eagle Scout September 17th, 1927. And he was an Eagle Scout for 92 years.
92 years.
You're not.
No, that's older than me.
That's older than you. And he was an Eagle Scout that long. Jeez. So it says he picked it up at 15 years old, which is about the same that Davis will, 15 or 16. That's impressive. And it goes in a little bit about, you know, it doesn't say what he did over in Germany, but it just says, he was called to military service. So would that have been pre-draft? I don't know when draft started or anything.
World War II.
Cause right. it says he was called to military service. Would that have been?
He was drafted.
He was drafted. It says here to the Army 1941. And he was commissioned as a lieutenant in 42. He fought in Germany during the fall of Germany. And also, that's pretty impressive. That's 107. He made it to 107. That alone is pretty impressive. And, so,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, it says in here somewhere, I remember reading it, it says in here that he said one of his biggest accomplishments in his life was becoming an Eagle Scout, going through all of that, which would have been significantly different than it is today. The book is huge today, you know.
Oh, yeah. They were sticks, knives, and hatchets and going camping in canvas tents back
then.
Yeah,
there was none of this like we got down there in Red Bluff today. No, the little pop-up tents. It takes 2 minutes to put it up. It says on here he has a family member. If I'm reading this right, who fought in the Civil War also. So his family stretches back. Ours does, too. You know, I know the Taylor side of the family stretches back.
Oh, yeah. Both sides of our families stretch back to the 1700s.
You were around then, weren't you?
17, yeah. Did they say anything about anybody in the future was going to give him a living monument as a Eagle Scout?
No, it was in the Scout magazine.
That'd be nice if they would.
I need to actually go online and look. I'm sure they are because that's a big deal.
Because
the emails that they send out to us, that's coming from the BSA itself.
Life-size statue.
No, it needs to be like five times life-size. Okay. It needs to be bigger than life. I don't want to influence or anybody, but you know the Boy Scouts are not the military by no means. It's not the military, but it's not a big stretch that young folks go from the Scouts over. You know,
and it seems like a lot of Eagle Scouts end up as officers.
Well, why not? Most of them are like Kyle is going to school. They know the next step is school education. And then of course, you know, once you've got a degree, then you would go in as an officer. So it makes sense. And you know, if that's Davis's route, who am I to say no? Who are you to say no to?
I will say no.
I will say no, but
stay home
at all. But that's a big deal. You're right, Frank. You know, he needs to be, you know, immortalized somehow,
That's the word.
Now.
He almost made it on his own.
Down in Camporee right now, we have a full girls troop right next to us because we're a girls friendly troop as well. So they put the girls troop down there. And I tell you what, they were the first ones who really had their tent and their camp space up and ready to go. Those young ladies are motivated and then our troop is in the process of working through. They have one or two girls and they'll kind of come and go this weekend as they can because they're not officially scouts yet because there's a lot of paperwork that's involved in all of that. But they can come and say hi and participate and all. I don't know all of the ins and outs yet, but I'm looking forward to that. Any young person who wants to go and do that kind of stuff, they should have the best opportunities that their family, you know, feels is best for them or that they feel is best for them. So, I'm just there to facilitate it as a scout master and teach all these young folks what they need to know. And then Amy, who's my assistant scout master, is wonderful. She's down there right now, you know, and doing that. And I basically stay out of her way. She is a machine, and she loves the camping part of it, and I just stay out of her way, and let her do her thing. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, but first I want to think that today's show is brought to us by the Korean War Veterans Chapter, Local Chapter 1. Is that correct, Frank? Chapter 1? I need to write it down on here. And we'll get into the meetings and when they meet and all that stuff later on in the show. But I want to thank the Korean War Veterans again for sponsoring our show. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Thank you for coming back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Well, that was interesting. We're done with scouts right now, or at least until they start texting me, because they supposedly are going to try to listen and all, and we'll see what's going on down there. I know they've all told me to bring steaks for dinner tonight, so looking forward to that. Today is Healing Waters, the gentleman that were on the show last week. It's their fifth annual mixer over at the Veterans Hall today. It starts at 6 p.m. tonight, and I'm pretty sure you can probably still get tickets if you wanted to. And if anybody wants to reach out to Marlene, is that it? Marlene at 530-351-1149. That's a big deal. I really was impressed with those guys and how they raise their own money and everything. And I told them, you know, next year if they need help, maybe we can get some of the boys to help out at the dinner and stuff.
That'd be cool.
As long as it's not camp out. You know, this is the first major camp out for the season. So, this would be great to help them. They also offered to do the fly fishing merit badge for the troop. So that'd be good, and maybe we can sweet talk them into doing the rods as well, you know, and actually show the boys the whole nine yards.
Oh, those boys would go nuts to build their own rods
especially
and reels.
Davis and Little Man would love that. When I came in and talked to Mr. Bott earlier in the week, we were talking about that, and he started building a rod. And he was telling me how he hasn't finished it. And I was like, how many projects do we all have in our house that's not been finished?
Don't we have a very black powder rifle that we started about 10 years ago?
150 years ago, yeah.
He just did that, too, black powder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. We got one as a gift a long time ago. And just it's still in the closet, you know, in the box. So one of the things that Dad and I wanted to talk about, well, Aileen brought it up also, is like pet peeves. Now, we'll get into some bigger ones later, but one of the things that I repeatedly get asked when I go to VFW's American Legions, because I was working down in Glenn County and Colusa County and on, one of my jobs was to go to those meetings in the evenings and talk to the guys for the agency that I worked for back then. One of the common things that kept getting brought up is, how do we get the younger generation to come, you know, and join? Well, that's a hard question to answer, because not everywhere people don't want to. I want to take that back. It's not that they don't want to. There's a lot more distractions now than when you were that age, Frank. Back in the day, there was no internet. We all didn't walk around with a personal computer in our pocket. There was no YouTube, I can go on Amazon and buy anything in the world that I want and spend hours browsing, you know, that. So there was more of a camaraderie of what you wanted to hang out. Not that folks today don't want the camaraderie. There's a lot more distractions. I say that same thing with the Scouts. I'm a Mason also. There's a lot more distractions now than going and joining a fraternal organization or a group that you're kind of obligated, you know, you need to go, you know,
you
need to participate.
You got to put the time in.
You got to put the time in to get the benefits out of it and all. So when I'm asked, how do we get the younger guys to come in, maybe it needs to be turned around to, how do we get them to come to meetings? Well, we can do meetings from our own home now. I was just on a Zoom meeting with five or six of my classmates from scattered all over Northern California, and we were I was on my computer at home, my laptop, and we have a project we're working on, and for an hour and a half we were talking, and everybody was talking, and one of the young ladies is kind of the lead for it. So she was directing them where we were going, and I take minutes for that particular, you know, group. So maybe one thought that the different organizations can think of is maybe having a virtual meeting. There can be some rules laid out. If you're not physically in the meeting room, you can't vote, or you can't object, or you know, whatever. There's got to be some kind of rules laid out, but we can't have meetings from our home. So instead of all of us having to go, because I belong to the American Legion in Durham, I'm not driving to Durham on Tuesday nights once a month. Durham's a long way from here, but there's no reason we can't open up a laptop or an iPad or something and do FaceTime, and multiple people still being able to participate and have a voice in that. Because that's the way it's going. Everything's going electronically, you know, then that might be a way, at least one way of having, still getting input. They're not physically there, but there's still some input and dialogue.
Yeah, I think you could contact them more on Facebook or Twitter or something in their media. That's what they understand.
Yeah.
And if we could get us old guys to be in there tweeting and on Facebook talking about this stuff, mm-hmm. I think we could get more interest.
Well, I have another group. I'm going to bring this. I have another group because I'm taking five classes. I can't remember which group it is now, if it's finance or business analysis, whatever it is. And we do everything through text. So I'll be going through my day and we'll start texting. Someone will start texting, I'm working on this part of our project. What do you guys think of this? Or what do you guys think of that? And then we all chime in through text, and then we move on. And then I'm working on a part of that project tomorrow when I get home from camping, and I'll do the same thing. When I get to a point, I may start shooting out some texts. Hey, what do you guys think of this? Now, with texting, you can't always expect a response right away. you know, because if you're driving, you can't text. You know, maybe someone, it's Sunday, maybe someone's in church, you know, or whatever. I'll be camping all morning, you know. So, you know, there are other ways to do that. So instead of, maybe the answer is, maybe instead of trying to get everybody in the same room once a month on a particular night, maybe it can be more of a virtual room. Because companies and industries around the world are doing that, and they will have meetings with people from different parts of the world. It may be nighttime in there, or it may be nighttime over here and daytime over there, but you're still in that meeting, and you still have a voice in that meeting. So if a company can do it, we can. I think we just need to put the effort into it, and someone needs to start looking down that line and start acknowledging that that's not a bad thing.
You can have a communication yes. time and date. Everybody yes. at the same time.
Yeah.
You're open for everybody yeah. to be there and put your voice in.
Yeah. I mean, if we were doing that, I would still be able to participate in my American Legion. I can be at home in my office, in my home, and just like I am for my classmates right now, you know, the first Tuesday of the month from 6:30 to 8, I'm going to be in my office. I'm going to be on my American Legion meeting or whatever it is. You know, it works right now for my classes, and it works right now for the agencies that I work for. It can work for the Legions too. I just think some of the folks that don't understand those processes need to take the time to ask and visualize what it is and not immediately just say no because I don't understand that. That you just said tweeting, you know, I know you've never sent a tweet in your life and you probably never will. Davis might on your phone, but you won't. And there's 27 other avenues that happens to Instagrams and all of these things I don't know, and I really, you know, don't have the time to deal with all those right now, but there are avenues. And I personally think that some of the pushback on that is going to be is there's a generation or two of men and women who don't understand that. And if you're not going to take the time to understand the way things are working now, then why should the now take the time to understand how the then was working? So it's got to work both ways. The older generation's got to look at the way the newer generations were, because at one point you were the newer generation dealing with an older generation, and near me, you know, we talk, Dad, you and I talk music all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I know your mom and dad did not like music you listened to, and I'm, you know, you don't mind my music because we both listen to rock. And
my dad broke my first Rolling Stones album I got.
So, you know, we have to understand and have a kind of a mutual in the middle there. And I don't think that will happen unless some folks start to realize we're going to die off. And if we don't start looking at some of these other avenues.
And you got to put the effort in, too.
And you got to put the effort into it,
And to learn these different modern things on a computer.
Yeah. And I bet you, I would bet you, if we started doing something like that, we'd have somebody like myself who's a little bit more savvy, Aileen, who's really savvy on that, Tammy Walker, who we know, and all, would show up to those meetings to run that part of it and have that, boom, hit this button, everybody chime in. You know, and go, if a company can do that, if the agency I worked for, if I can be sitting in my office in Chico and talking to people in D.C. and having a meeting with them, we can do that here. It just, we have to put the effort into it. What do you think, Dad?
I think that if you start doing it, you'll get younger people in, and the more younger people you get in, the more it'll spread because they'll be the ones operating it.
Yes.
They understand it.
And then maybe by chance, maybe they might actually start coming to an actual meeting every now and again. If we all agree, okay, how about next month we actually meet at the post? If we can, if your geography, you can, maybe we can all actually meet there, like at our post here and have a beer or something, you know.
I don't cook out. You get people for free food.
Yeah, free food. So, you know, there's always avenues, and I'm just throwing that out there into the world. It's something that I've thought a lot about because I get asked that question a lot. So, you know, over the commercial break, everybody can think about that. And if anybody wants to talk about it, just give us a holler. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hot car.
And Cool April Night
is back, April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby, Cool April Nights is coming. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Visit Redding, Marquis Shasta, Block Beverage, Napa Auto Parts, Action News, Redding McDonald's, and this radio station.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Thank you for coming back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and we were just kind of talking that maybe that'll ruffle some feathers and people will start, you know, acknowledging that their way is maybe not always the best way, and modern things may be a little easier to get folks together.
Well, you want to get something started, you got to get people talking first.
Yeah, well, I threw it out there. Casted my fly out there, and we'll see what somebody has to say, and you know, we'll keep talking about that. So we were talking dad pet peeves, and one of my pet peeves is I am holding in my hand something I got from, I believe it was the American Legion, and there is the for your envelope. You can put your return address thing on it. I don't know, there's 27 of them on here. I got this 3 years ago, and there's one been used. And I get them from the American Legion, get them from AMVETS, get them from the VFW, I get them from the Masonic Lodge, and they send this thing. I've probably got thousands of these things now, and Aileen and I, we keep them stacked because she gets them too. You know, she's a vet, and she gets them as well. Save your money, the American Legion and all those guys. I don't need these. I actually don't even need the magazines anymore either because I read them online. Most of the time when I get the magazine in the mail, I've already, you know, been online, been on their websites and all, and have read, especially now that we're doing the show, and see if there's anything come up that we want to talk about on the show. But we talk about not having members, and if we don't have members, we don't have an income because a lot of these, you know, rely on that. Well, let's save our money because I don't know how many checks you write, Frank, but in my family, we do all of our stuff on online. Aileen does everything we can, except for Humboldt County properties. You know, she was paying everything with a hard check and sending it over there, but I'll never use these. Now, I'm sure Grandpa Taylor, he probably used every one of them. I'm sure Grandma, every time she was writing checks and paying bills and putting it in the mail, she used hundreds and hundreds of these a year. I don't need them. And I don't know anybody. I know Mom doesn't use them.
No, we pay everything electronically.
Yeah, and one bill that we don't pay electronically, when I'm in town, I just swing by and just pay it, you know.
I take that back. We pay one bill with a hard check.
Yeah. So, you know, pet peeves. Dad, you and I were talking about pet peeves. This is one of my pet peeves is I don't need this. This is money wasted. And how many thousands of these little things are being sent out that are just sitting around in people's, you know, on their desk at their house and whatnot.
I got a drawer full of them at home.
Yeah. The only time that Aileen used any in an abundance was a couple of years ago, and I think it was the VFW, and they sent them out, and they had little Christmas deals on the corners. That was the only time Aileen has sent out Christmas cards from the family because she felt, well, this is kind of neat, and she did that. We sent out Christmas cards once, and we'll probably never send them out again. Because that's another thing that's kind of gone by the way. When my mother-in-law sends something to my son, she's in Florida. She doesn't send a card. She sends an electronic gift card. And for Davis, it's GameStop.
Yeah.
And it's an electronic gift card, and there's a barcode. I've got it on my phone. When we go into the store, he picks out whatever he wants. I pull it up. The kid scans the thing and beep, boom, done. I'm out there. He'll tell me, you know, oh, you got, you know, $27 left on that or whatever it is. And it tells me on my phone what's left on that gift card and go. So we don't even send that because we're not sending as many packages as, if you will, from family to family. If you buy something for your family, you're probably buying it from Amazon and Amazon sending it to them. So one of my – this is a bigger pill to swallow, but this is the tip of that as a pet peeve. Say, we got a calculator. They sent a calculator with the big buttons. I know I'm 48 years old, but I don't need a calculator with big buttons on it. I'm not that old.
Oh, you got one of those too, huh?
Yes, yeah. And I know, yeah, you got it because Davis has it now.
Yeah, he plays with it all the time.
Yes, and he's learning to use the letters, and when you turn it upside down, it says inappropriate words. And I didn't teach him that. You know,
I'm not saying where he learned that from.
So, you know, save the calculator, save that stuff. If you don't have a calculator at your home that you can use.
What about the one on your phone?
Well, yeah, most of us have it on the phone, but most of us have calculators at home now. You know?
Yeah.
So a bigger picture to me is the pet peeves is to save some money. It's the same mentality of we're going to send these things out. I've used one of these in 3 years.
Yeah, well, you kind of started my pet peeve when you said pill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just went to the VA
and I told my doctor I have some pain here and there. First thing he asked me, do you want something for the pain?
Yes.
No. I don't.
How about fixing what's wrong with me so I don't need the pain medication?
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing shouldn't be is here's a pill for the pain. First thing should be is, you know, say it's your foot. Well, let's get you to a specialist so the specialist can look at your foot, maybe take an x-ray, scan, whatever the doctor wants to do, because he or she is the expert in foot, you know?
Yeah.
And then let that doctor decide on, okay, you're going to need surgery here, or it's because your diabetes there, you know, get your A1, you know, stop drinking or eating so much, you know, cheesecake or whatever, Twinkies and all. And you let the specialist make that decision. The first thing out of your general practitioner shouldn't be, what pain meds do you want to take for that? No, I don't want to take pain med for it. I want you to fix what's wrong with me. You know, the Marine Corps did a good job of breaking me. Let's see if the VA can do a good job of fixing me.
Yeah.
But we hear that a lot. We hear that a lot of the, you know, we have physical health and mental health. And the first thing with mental health is here's a pill. Well, I don't want a pill. I don't want to take a pill for that. What I want is to work through whatever is going on, and then I'm a better person on the other side. I don't want to take a pill automatically because my foot hurts. Now, if I have surgery on my foot or whoever, you have surgery and then you come out of that surgery and you need to take a little bit of pain meds to get through that, you're healed, you move on, your foot doesn't hurt, we call it good. It's a win for us. It's a win for the VA. We keep moving and we stop complaining about the VA.
Well, I complain about the VA. But on the other hand, I love the VA.
Well, yeah.
My doctor has 1,200 patients.
And you've got a new doctor who's seen you for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, I've seen my new doctor for 15 minutes. And my apologies, doc, but I don't remember his name.
No, you know, but if you're in and out that fast, that's not doing us any benefits, you know.
No, that's medical factory work.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's an assembly line. Now, that's not the doctor's fault.
No.
The doctor, the VA is setting them up with so many patients, they just can't keep up.
It's called setting up for failure.
Oh, absolutely. It's setting up for failure for the doctor, setting up failure for me, for Dad, for you, for Aileen, all the other vets and all. But here locally, I have a pet peeve with building a new facility. A facility would be nice. I definitely parking, because I drive a big truck, you know. I definitely would like a better parking lot. And where it's going to be, to me, is a lot better than having to go down Bocelli and Hartnell and all that chaos in the, you know, heart of Reading there. But that doesn't fix the problem. If we have the same administration, we have the same doctors, and we have the same standard operating procedures, we've done nothing but polished
Yeah, you polished a rock, and a polished rock is still a rock.
Yes.
But it shines.
But it shines, and some people can stand up and say, look at me and look at what I created, but we haven't fixed the fundamental problems.
Yes, a shining rock doesn't give out things to keep you warm and cure stuff from the radiance.
Yes.
It's just light.
Yes. It's a nicer parking lot to pull into, but I'd rather have to pull into a difficult parking lot to get better service.
Yeah, I've seen my doctor 15 minutes in 12 months.
Yes, and my appointment just got pushed back 8 months. So it went from January to August.
Well, I was told down there, it used to be that they could only push out patients for 90 days, and then it went to 120 days. Now it's 400 days.
Yeah. And I don't blame the doctors for that.
No.
I think the doctors are going to do the best they can with what they have, but a new facility is not the answer to that. Administration and standard operating procedures and all that is the answer to fix our problems. And then we build a nice new rock, shiny rock, Frank, And then the shiny rock is not only shiny, but internally it works as well. Well, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we will come back to Manning the Watch. Thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Where do I take the pain of my
life? Thank you for coming back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and you won't be taking your pain to the VA anytime soon, Dad. Just tag on to the song there.
Hey, it's Frank's turn. What's your pet peeve, Frank?
I just said it, but we can't say it. About the
well, we can because it is sent to us, yeah, and that's public, you know.
Disabled veterans send you, please send us a donation, and then they have your names on these little labels, but then they also have a nickel in there. It's a good nickel. So I already got pages of them, and I say, on the front of it, I send it back and say, please return to sender, sorry. I mean, how many of these labels are you going to do? And they give me a nickel, and then they want a donation. I understand what they're saying, but I'm sending the nickel back, so that was my donation. And that wasn't being nasty.
No.
I'm saving that nickel for them, so I don't have to send it out.
The money that they use to send the envelope out, the postage, you know, and all the, and sending the nickel, we've get that once a couple times, you know, every other year or so. But we don't need that stuff. We don't need that. And it is to me, it is a complete waste of money. I am a businessman. I am business minded. And as a running a business, that is a waste of money. That is a complete waste of money. You're not going to have, Walmart's not going to send you a stack of coupons with a nickel taped on it and saying, please use these coupons at my store. And by the way, here's a nickel for you to come in. You know, a nickel is not going to get me off the couch, you know. But save that. I don't need your, I don't need the coupons in the mail.
A letter's, a letter's just as good.
Yeah.
You know, it, just like
I saying, would please, rather have. And
please donate to us because we are what we are, and a little blurp, blurp, blurp. Yeah, that's fine.
And that, and that's perfectly fine. Because you are either going to donate or you are not, regardless if you get a nickel. Or the nickel doesn't make it go, oh, I got a nickel now. I'm going to send them. I'm going to use a 50-cent stamp to send you a check right back, you know. No, it doesn't make or break you, you know, if you're going to do it or not. And
yeah, like you said, those that will, and those that won't. And a nickel's not going to make any difference. A bunch of name stamps isn't going to make any difference.
No. And I think generally, and I won't speak for you guys, but I know Aileen and I, we know who we donate to. And each year she donates a certain amount to, I don't even remember now, but it's St. Jude's or it might be the Shriners, whatever one of the hospital with its kids and all. Because, you know, Aileen is definitely focused on that. So that, you know, she always sends a nice fat check to that and, you know, and here and there. And then locally, we are big believers in local businesses, local businessmen and women.
Local Boy Scouts.
Local Boy Scouts. You know, of course, a lot of our time and effort and money goes to the Scouts, but we donate to organizations here that mean something
Salvation,
to us.
Salvation Army? Yeah.
We donate our stuff to the Salvation Army, you know, when we've rotated through stuff or anything, you know, after talking to the Healing Waters guys, I told Aileen, I want to add that. That's a local group. I know Healing Waters is nationally, but it's locally. I'm going to give them a check and all because we know it's going to go to help vets here, right here.
And these guys get all of their own money. They don't have national organizations send them, you know, thousands of dollars. They get it all right here from us.
And it makes you feel better about giving that because they're actually doing it and earning it and using it here.
Yeah, these are local vets that are getting to go on these fishing trips, getting to build fishing rods.
Yeah.
Stuff that gets them out and going.
So
it also helps them forget the PTSD they have.
PTSD. Or,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And any affliction that they may have.
Well, like they said, when we're out on the standing on a creek side or you know, at a pond or something, that's all you're focused on is that right there. You know, you're not focused on whatever demons are running through your own mind. And everybody's is different. It's like everybody's pain tolerance is different. Everybody's mental health tolerance is different, you know. So, but the pet peeves, you know, I have a lot of them. I have a lot of them at the clinic. I personally don't like going into the clinic anymore. And it will bother me when the new clinic opens in the future if it does not. The administration and the standard operating procedures don't change. All it's going to do is make it more difficult to go in there because it's, to me, a $50 million waste of money.
The only way we're going to get it changed is for people like us, like on the radio here, keep hollering about it. Sooner or later, somebody's got to hear us.
Somebody's got to do something. And we do have other platforms in the community, and we have other ears that can listen, and they have voices that can move that on. So we'll save that one for another, you know, episode down the line. But the only other pet peeve I have right now is when you're driving in town, if the lane you are in goes straight through a light and you're in the middle lane, please don't make a left to turn if you're in the middle lane and there are people in the left lane. I don't know how many times right here in front of the studio, coming off the highway, we're in the left lane, we make the turn, we usually park here on this side of the road, and someone from that middle lane, they whip around there too. It's like there's a big, giant arrow in your lane pointing west. Go west. Don't make a hard left, you know. I don't remember what it was years ago before they changed all of this down here. Because down right here at the light, you used to be able to, the two lanes would turn right. And now you can only make a right from the far right-hand lane. And I've seen that, someone going in the middle lane, and they turn right real hard, and you can see clearly their signs. There's giant arrows painted on the ground that, you know, make a left, you know. So pay attention.
Yeah, it's those cars I really love are the ones that come without turn signals.
Yeah, we always say, yeah, that model must not have come with turn signals, you know. And all it's not hard to, you know, the turn signal is not there as a punitive. It's there to let me know what you're thinking you want to do. The big truck's going down the road. We seen a big truck this morning. He turned his blinker on, and the car that was kind of close right there, he drifted back and let that big truck get in. He went right around a construction little area, and he got right back in and kept going, you know. And all he, you know, pay attention. You know, it's not that hard. Paying attention's free. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, but we also saw that guy trying to push a boat out of his way
this morning. Yes. Yeah, right there in Anderson, where you're that by the factory outlet stores, and you've got that new loop-de-loop right there, which, yes, driving in circles is better than stopping at a four-way stop sign. Go to Europe. They have no issues with it. Go to D.C. They have no issues with it. If you can't figure out how to do it, just take your time. You'll figure it out.
Just don't try the circle in Long Beach.
Well, that thing's a monster. But coming up to the top of the hill there, yeah, when you're in the right lane on the freeway and there are people in the left lane passing you and someone's trying to come on, you hold your lane and speed, and the person getting on the freeway, it's their job to merge in and around you. And that guy was going to push that truck with the boat out of his way. He can't go left because there's cars there. We all went through driving training. You hold your lane and you let the people merge around you. That's how the flow of traffic flows. When you start doing silliness like that, how many times have you seen a semi just go, I'm not moving? And the guy end up all the way over on the, you know, the shoulder. It's not his job to move. It's his job to hold his lane and keep going, and you merge in. But too many times, it's getting flip-flopped.
Yeah.
You know, I personally think it's getting flip-flopped like that because no one's afraid of getting a moving violation anymore. How many times do you see cars pulled over? The police are so busy doing so many other things, they don't have time to set up speed traps. You know, a Roscoe Pico train out there trying to catch the Duke boys or something, you know, but we don't see that. People are not concerned about getting moving violations. How many times do we see people blowing red lights? They pull up, they look, and they go right through a red light. Here in town, do it all the time, especially right over here when you're going around the parking structure of the mall. They pull up there at Yuba Street or Placer Street. I'll see them look left and right, light's red, their light is red, no one's coming, they go right through that light. They're not afraid of getting a ticket.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you keep cutting back the police.
Yes, and all. But I said it the other night, Dad. Character is doing the right thing when no one is watching.
Yep.
Now, we never want to put ourselves in a bad situation, but in the middle of the day, the light is red. It doesn't matter if there's cars coming the opposing ways or not. The right thing to do is you wait your turn, and then when your light is green, you look, you do your quick look, and you move on.
Character is stopping at a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and now if you look around and there's people that make you uncomfortable, and it's safe, you do what you feel is safe. I'm not too worried about that. Light will change, and I'll keep moving. But you know, we need to pet peeves. We need to start working on the pet peeves, and if I'm already doing 75 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone and there's a line of cars in front of me and I'm in the left lane, don't tailgate me. Don't keep drifting to the right to try to look around me. I can't go anywhere. And I'm not getting out of your way because there's 47 other cars in front of me. We're all not getting out of your way. And if there happens to be a semi at the front of that trying to pass a slower semi, well, guess what? We get to wait until he passes everybody, and then we'll all pass them all, and we'll move on, and then we'll all get to where we're supposed to be. I want to thank the Korean War veterans chapter one. See, I need to write that. Gosh darn it. You know, and thank them for their support, for supporting the show and all that good stuff. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch. We'll talk to you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.